today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, you're listening to IRIB English Radio, this program, today's special. We're speaking about orphan care in Islam.
She was just standing there, little girl all alone, barely covered head to toe, barely just 12 years old. Why is she all alone? Why is the world just so cold? Why don't we play our part? What is hard in our hearts? What is hard in our hearts?
Today, Thursday, is the 21st of Zulhijjah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 30th of Tir, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 21st of July, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. And at this time, we'll listen to chapter An-Nisa, verse 10.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَى ظُلْمًا إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا وَسَيَصْلَوْنَ سَعِيرًا.
Indeed, those who devour the property of orphans unjustly are only consuming into their bellies fire, and they will be burned in a blaze.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In Tafsir al-Mizan, this verse has been taken as an evidence for the embodiment of deeds in hereafter. Devouring the property of the orphan will turn to fire on Resurrection Day. Devouring the property of the orphan is unlawful when it is done unjustly and with transgression. Else the usual holding familiar relations, which does not cause a loss or damage to the orphans, and there is not any evil intention towards devouring their property, is admissible. The apparent shape here is devouring the property of the orphan, but the real feature of it will be made manifest in the form of fire in the hereafter.
هو اليتيم قلب رحيم كفيله له النعيم هو اليتيم قلب رحيم وصية النبي الكريم.
You are with today's special. Our topic is about orphan care in Islam. Once a man came to the Prophet of Allah, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, complaining about his harsh heart. The Prophet addressed the man, saying, "Do not want something that makes your heart lenient and your deeds fulfilled. Be merciful to the orphans, touch their hair gently, and feed them from your own food. If you do these things, I guarantee that your heart will become soft and your needs will be fulfilled. We are in dire need to brainstorm with ourselves, our families, our young people, our kids, and our smaller communities about the basic rights of orphans. When you go to sleep with your little baby on your cozy bed, don't forget the hundreds of orphan babies who die from bad weather conditions. The issue at hand can't be solved if we continue to ignore our responsibility towards them. It is a stain on the face of human dignity to forget the helpless orphans, or even to highlight their plight occasionally whenever human tragedies occur.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with favoring orphans in the Islamic religion. In this connection, it must be indicated that rich people sometimes favor the orphans by way of giving financial help to them. However, this isn't enough. A kind of a sympathetic behavior and sympathetic way of treating orphans are quite necessary in this regard. And in case within the close family members of someone, there are some orphans, those people who are able to favor those orphans are expected not to forget them, because, I mean, those orphans belong to them. I mean, those orphans are the close relatives. In this connection, it must be indicated that the orphans have received a very important and special place in the Islamic religion. In the Holy Quran, it's indicated, أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَأَوَى. It means that hasn't God found you an orphan so that he gave you shelter? At the same time, we find that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself was an orphan. So perhaps more than anybody else, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam found out that how being an orphan, how difficult is being an orphan. Elsewhere, the Holy Quran indicates that فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ. Never annoy, never make any orphan annoyed, or never annoy any orphan. This is because, or since an orphan doesn't have a father, I mean the father of an orphan or the mother of an orphan is already dead, so no orphan should feel that the whole community, and particularly his or her, I mean, close relatives, are oblivious of him or her.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
Your wealth will be blessed is the topic of this part. We learn from the Holy Quran and Sunnah that giving in charity is a way to bless your wealth. It does not decrease it. In fact, it increases it manifold. Supporting orphans is one of the ways to give charity. Allah says in the Holy Quran, chapter Al-Baqarah, that is chapter 2 of the Holy Quran, verse 177, righteousness in the sight of Allah dwells in one who, despite his love for it, gives of his wealth in charity to close relatives and orphans, and to the needy and the wayfarer and beggars, and for the emancipation of slaves. Again, that was chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 177.
رَبُّنَا رَبُّ الْقُلُوبِ وَهُوَ عَلَّامُ. الشروق وفي الغروب نوره يهدي العصا ربنا رب القلوب وهو علام الغيوب في الشروق وفي الغروب نوره يهدي العصا ربنا الهادي الودود فضله ملء الوجود عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
Now one question arises, how can we help the orphans? Helping families stay together. This is one way. Do you know that not every child placed in an orphanage qualifies for adoption? The truth is that most kids in orphanages do have parents that love them but just can't take care of them. There are many reputable organizations you can support that fulfill this mission. Some organizations work for children that still live with their parents, children that without a financial sponsor would be placed in an orphanages and be separated from their parents. Other organizations work for the benefit of those children who do qualify for adoption. The sponsorship usually ranges from $20 to $50 per month, and you will be paying for food, medical care, school fees, and sometimes shelter. Often you receive the blessing of being able to communicate with the child that you sponsor.
In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the laws of the physical property, the wealth of an orphan. Allah says in the Holy Quran, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا مَالَ الْيَتِيمِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنِ. And do not approach, do not come close to the money, the property of an orphan, unless it is in his best interest. Why does Allah azza wa jalla say that? Because during the jahiliyyah, what would happen? The father dies. This is a young child. He inherits money from his father, right? But he's a child. He needs a custodian. He needs a guardian. His uncle would come. His cousin would come, right? And with the pretext of taking care of that child, they would take the money. They would spend most of it, 90%, and then 10% they would spend on the child. So that's why they would be happy when they see a child is orphaned, because this was an opportunity to take his inheritance. Allah Azza wa Jal says in this verse, this is haram. Do not touch the money of the orphan unless it is in his best interest. You cannot spend $1, one dime for you. You want to be the guardian, you want to be the wasi, you want to be the wali, fine. But you have to make sure that you are keeping the interest of the child in mind. In fact, taking the money of the child is amongst the kaba'ir. The money of the yatim, if someone spends $1 of it, Allah says in another verse in the Holy Quran, وَالَّذِينَ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَى ظُلْمًا إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا وَسَيَصْلَوْنَ سَعِيرًا. Allah says in those individuals that eat the money of the yatim, they go and they unjustly take it, they are eating fire in their stomach. Allah Azza wa Jal will punish them for this. And don't think this was just during the jahiliyyah. Up until this day, brothers and sisters, I hear stories of a father that dies and the uncle comes, and with the pretext of taking care of the child, he takes the money for himself. That brother was what his brother that died was wealthy, so he takes most of the money and he leaves, you know, the crumbs for that poor orphan.
That was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this interesting discussion. Thank you very much, and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami, la fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami. إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي